This is The Spine for Friday, July 24th. Three short stories. Here we go. First, Trump administration imposes new forced labor tariffs on roughly 60 trading partners. The Trump administration announced new tariffs of 10% and 12.5% on goods from approximately 60 trading partners, including the European Union and China, citing those countries' alleged failure to enforce bans on forced labor. The tariffs took effect at midnight, timed to coincide with the expiration of a 10% global tariff that the Supreme Court had struck down earlier this year. Major categories, including energy and many foods, were exempted from the new duties. Where coverage split, NPR led with public opinion data showing tariff disapproval and declining presidential approval on the economy, framing the policy as politically risky ahead of midterms. Reuters led with the diplomatic response, trading partners' protests against the forced labor justification, without foregrounding domestic polling or political risk. Second, scientists document orcas using a stabilize and ram technique to explode sunfish off Baja California. Researchers have documented two cases of orcas ramming sunfish with enough force to cause them to burst apart, a behavior they describe as stabilize and ram. The study, co-authored by Catherine Ayers of the nonprofit Beneath the Waves and marine biologist Eric Higuera of Conexiones Terramar, was published Thursday. Both documented events took place off the coast of Baja California, Mexico, one filmed by Ayers in July 2024 and another captured by a tourism operator in September 2025. That's today. Full citations and the spine layout for each story are at thespine.press. Tomorrow, 6:30 a.m.